the conversations with Patrick Laine like these days?
Well, hockey specific. I'm not going to try to sell this too hard because you won't believe me, but his game 5-on-5 is quite a bit better than it was a month and a half ago, or maybe at any point in time. Well, it's because you watch him score a bunch of goals and never paid attention to anything else that was going on the ice. Yeah, it might be. So his turnover rate's down considerably. He's moved over to the left. He's comfortable there. We've talked to him about that. This is a really good opportunity right now for him to kind of continue on with all the other parts of the game. So just about everybody that's 22, 21 or under here on this hockey tub is watching kind of the same video. It's all the same mistakes. It's all the same, whether it's Roslovic, Lemieux, Appleton, Kyle Connor. They're all getting, you know, the areas that they need to get better at are all the same, right? Where they turn the puck over, because the turnovers happen and they're not all bad. And we have skilled players, so it's not, we're not playing a dump game. So there's places of learning there, routes in the D zone, forecheck routes, all the basics of the game that take players a while to learn. So he's having the same conversation as the shot. Couldn't describe it when he was scoring, can't describe it when he's not. I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time worrying about it.
Have you seen his body language?
Yeah, it's better. He's frustrated for sure. I mean, he's a competitive guy and he cares an awful lot. But you'll also notice that he's hanging on to the puck more. He's throwing more hits. He's getting more, trying to get more physical. He's trying to do the things to get himself going.
How do you decide between a measure of, coddling is the right word, or positive reinforcement, and the hammer of ice time?
Length of conversation about a specific point prior. So if I haven't told you what I want you to do, I'm probably not going to scream at you the first time you don't do it. But if we've gone over it a bunch of times, the voice gets a little louder, so it's a little more direct on the bench. No, I know there's the last game had less to do with Patty Laine than anything else. So it had to do with Lowry and Tanev. So the starting point isn't them all the time. We're not here to see how Patty plays. We're getting into the middle part of that game. We have a tough first, but I understood it. That's a real tough situation we're in. It was really set up for Boston very well. We get through it, and it becomes a grinder. So when it switches there, it gets physical. We have a couple of fights. It becomes a different kind of game. So I want to make sure that Lowry's line's coming off the bench quite a bit more. And then the game changed. So you have Lemieux, Kopp, and Appleton almost more built for the way the game was starting to be played. So I just played them ahead of them. So it was had more to do with the matchup, who was going, than, yeah, you know, Patty hasn't scored in a while. I'm going to bench him to send him a message. I wasn't thinking about Patty when I made those changes.
So Laine, I guess Brian acknowledged too that Laine's just allowing a few too many goals.
Well, they're minus four basically as a group through four periods, so there's not a lot there saying, hey, they're going to game break it for you. It's a team, right? We need everybody else to do their piece. I was excited about the win. Yeah. Those emotional games are more fun to coach. They're more fun to be a part of. We were sliding in a game that there wasn't a lot of energy in it. It became the right kind of fights. They just happened, right? Energy got up, got a little snarly out there. We weren't going. Got a couple of fights in. The bench got going. Now it's a good hockey game.
Paul, how do you balance keeping Patrick where he is and letting him kind of work through whatever he's going through, the frustration? And maybe throwing him a bone by putting maybe Matthew Perreault on his line or putting him a Scheifele there or whatever. Like, is there...
Yeah, it's a real simple answer.
Oh, before.
Wins. I don't go to behind the bench to do anything for any one individual. We go behind the bench to win a hockey game. And he's been part of that, right? So I get it, right? It's kind of like... I got to say that. It's like if you got a cat, right, and something sparkly comes out, then all their focus is there. Patty hasn't scored in a little while. We got to watch this guy. It's about the Winnipeg Jets. So that's how we run the bench and run the room. I know he's a gifted shooter, and I also know he's like every other kid in that lineup. There's going to be parts of the game that you don't love about him. But our expectation can't be that this guy should score 200 because he had a five-goal game, right? So other than that shot, he's like every other player in the National Hockey League. He's young, and he's going to learn, and he's going to get better. And that's been going on all year. It's been going on since he got here. It's true of Nick Ehlers, Kyle Connor, all of these kids come in. There's a lot to learn. So we balance it and understanding the same way we balance it with all those guys. We keep putting them out there and playing them. I'm not angry at him for being 20 years old. I'm still at awe at the fact that he's got 25 goals at that age. He scored over 100 and he's, before he turned 20 or whatever. That's crazy, right? Patience with him. Just patience with him. He's trying. He's working his way into being a 20-year-old in the National Hockey League, what it's like to be a guy that's expected to score every time he touches the puck. He's got a contract coming up. He's playing in Canada. There's a huge payoff to all this because he's learning a lot of stuff right now.
What do you see from Kyle Connor during the stretch, Paul?
It's just been really good. You know, he got back on that line. So there is part of that balance, right? We went 11-4 in December, and he's playing with Brian, and they're doing a little more. So we're a pretty good hockey team. And then he goes back with that line, and clearly that line is a great place for him. I mean, he's going now, and he's just all the things that he did from that Carolina game last year on. It's a dominant line, and he's playing great. So we'll leave him there and keep building his confidence. He's been fantastic.
What are some of the benefits for him for playing on another line and then going back with them? I mean,
well, I got those two guys together, and then I got about 10 other guys that wouldn't mind playing there. So, you know, a former Columbus Blue Jacket once said to me, Kevin Dineen, young players don't understand the value of an opportunity. Kyle fully appreciates the value of that opportunity now.
They skated before today. What's the latest with Bufflin and Ehlers?
Better that they skated. So Dustin got through his skate today and felt pretty good after. So that's a good sign. He has to get handed off to the coaches here sometime, maybe tomorrow, maybe the next day. We start pushing him a little bit harder. I still don't have an answer. All I'm telling you, I know, is that we're in day-to-day. So if he comes back tomorrow and feels good, we'll take him out with the coaches and give him a pretty good tug on the ice. And if he feels better the next day, we'll get him back out with the team and we'll start getting him into some tight turns and things like that. And then, but we're still, it's almost, you know, a version of a concussion. You just keep incrementally increasing the workload. And if he keeps going with it, sooner rather than later. Nicky's more defined. He's not getting a green light to get back on the ice until a certain number of days on his injury. And once he passes that, we'll get him in there. But he's still... his window is just opening up on, so February 4th would be the start, the very earliest that he would join us, but not, he's not getting into a game for another week at least.
You guys have played a couple of Eastern Conference opponents. It's something you guys talk about, the noticeable difference between the two. What do you kind of expect against
them? So except for these guys, right? This is Columbus is a Western Conference team. And they've got, they're just an awful lot like we are. They've got a young team that... it's got some high-end skill, but it's also got some physicality to them. They play hard. They finish their checks. So our games against Columbus are a heavy cost, but usually pretty entertaining night.